News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Well, if anything ever sums up the phrase more about the principle than the money, it is the case against Gerry Adams, because he is being sued in civil court about membership of the IRA. I think the total damages being sought are £1 sterling, but it is to establish whether or not he was a member of the IRA. Mark Hennessy is with us. He's Ireland and Britain editor of the Irish Times, and he has been following the case in court all week. Mark, what has the evidence been and what has been happening in court?
Well, we've had 4 days and we're going back in on Monday, and it'll continue until Wednesday. And during that time, Gerry Adams will spend about a day and a half himself giving evidence. What we've heard from are the people who have been who were injured in the Old Bailey bomb in 1973, in the Canary Wharf bomb in 96, in February 96, the bomb that destroyed the 94 IRA ceasefire, and the Arundel bomb in Manchester in June of that year that destroyed a good part of the city centre of Manchester. And we've subsequently heard from people like Shane Paul O'Doherty, who was an IRA bomber. In fact, he was involved in the Old Bailey bomb in 73. He then later split with the Provisionals, wrote a book on his time of being a volunteer. We've heard from people like Colonel Kemp, Richard Kemp from the British Army, who served repeatedly in Northern Ireland during the Troubles. And we've heard from a variety of people who worked in Special Branch in the RUC. Who gave evidence anonymously and from behind screens.
And given that this is a civil case, I assume it is balance of probabilities that applies.
It's balance of probabilities. Now, on one side, that means they have a lower bar to jump. On the other side, they don't have all of the kind of forensic evidence and all of that that you would have in a criminal case to prove the culpability of an individual. So, you know, they gain in the swings, they lose in the roundabouts to a certain amount. The people who've come in to give evidence, people like Kemp, people like Timothy Hanley, from formerly of the PSNI, they don't have the documents that they had when they were in post, because they're retired. So they're not able to show all the intelligence documents. So they're able to say, and a variety of people have said throughout it, that there were quote unquote bundles of files held by the British Security Services, the British Army, MI5, the RUC, that showed that Adams was clearly a member of the IRA. But those files have not been presented to the court.
And you said we're going to be, the proceedings will conclude next Wednesday. Will that one be when we have a verdict, or will we have to wait for that?
No, it's a judge-only case, so it's there's no jury. The judge who is Jonathan Swift, which is ironic given that it's an Irish trial, he will be listening to summing up from the lawyers on both sides on Wednesday, possibly might bleed into Thursday, depending on delays, and then it'll be a reserved judgment, and weeks probably will go by. It's important to just clarify what exactly they're claiming, because the defendants are the claimants are seeking in this case, and that is that they want to prove on the balance of probabilities that Gerry Adams was so intrinsically involved in the IRA that he is as quote-unquote as culpable for the assaults giving rise to these claims, the three bombings, as the individuals who planted and detonated the bombs. Wow. That's the claim.
Mark, thank you very much for that report. Mark Hennessy, of course, who has been covering that trial throughout the week. Before I let you go, Mark, you are involved in the creation of a prize in the University of Limerick in memory of Joe Drennan, a prize for journalism.
Yes, indeed, and thank you for the opportunity. Joe was a UL student in journalism, and somebody who would have gone on to have had a very fine career in the trade, a lovely young fellow. And he was killed by a hit-and-run driver in Limerick. And the University of Limerick and ourselves have combined to create a memorial prize, which is not just for journalism students, but for students in all third-level colleges on the island of Ireland. So both Northern Ireland and the Republic, and we want people to go and find stories about the kind of people on this island whose stories never get heard or never get heard properly enough, and we hope it'll be a fitting memorial for Joe, and we hope as many students as possible will enter.
And it will bear his name?
and it will bear his name, and it will do so for many years to come.
Mark, thank you very much. That is Mark Hennessy. 53106 if you want to get in touch, or 087 1400 106.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.